97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. Clark, good to see you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Most people can probably assume what a financial advisor is, but tell us, Clark, tell us about DWM Advisors.
Well, we work in a holistic wealth management mode, which means that we help our clients invest their money, but beyond that, we help them think about the future. Our business is really helping our clients figure out how to live their financial lives, how to frame out their goals, and figure out where they want to be at some point in time in the future, at various points in time in the future. And that means planning for college. That means planning for retirement. If they want to buy a second home, we help them visualize what that means, or you know, whatever other financial goals they might want, if they want to do some big traveling at some point in time in their lives. So we help them, you know, put all that together and figure out how to get there. And that means that, yes, we help them invest their money, but we also help them figure out how much insurance they need to protect themselves from the things that can happen to them and their property in life. We help them make sure that they have estate planning documents in place, their wills, living wills, healthcare and durable powers of attorney, that kind of thing. And we help them think about everything in a tax-conscious fashion.
Clark, now, does a person have to be rich to call you? What's the minimum amount of money they should have to invest?
They don't have to be rich. There's not a really fixed minimum, roughly $250,000. But I work with clients who are have smaller amounts of money than that, who are younger. You have to have the possibility of having some money in the future. You know, I need to see that there's a possibility that I can help you, you know, reach some financial goals. So it does, you know, people need to be in the mass affluent, if not in the high net worth category, but they don't have to be rich to get started.
They don't have to be rich.
No, I want to help people get to be what by any reasonable world standard would be considered rich. I want when people retire, at, you know, 65 to live around here, you won't want to have $2-2.5 million put by, and it sounds like a lot of money. And it is a lot of money, you know? But that's our job, is to help you figure out how to get there.
Do your clients find you, or do you find your clients?
Hey, it's a mix. I find a fair amount of my clients, but increasingly they find me.
Mm-hmm.
I like them to find me, although I like finding them too.
Right.
It's all good.
It's all good. Clark, what are your qualifications to do what you do?
I have a Series 65 license, and that means that I am licensed to provide financial advice to clients on a fee-only basis. So I'm paid only by my clients, and it could be an assets under management based fee, and that's typically how we like to do business, is to bill on a percentage of assets under management.
Now, what separates you, Clark, from other people who do the same thing?
I am diligent and earnest and hardworking, and I should say, you know, and I don't want to say that, you know, that strictly speaking differentiates me, because there are a lot of other good and hardworking people working in this role in the world. But I've diligent, earnest, and I just stay on it. And we as a team at DWM are continuously attending to the markets and changes in laws and rules around different types of investing, be it investing for college or investing for retirement or estate planning. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of diligence to stay informed and to help clients be able to make intelligent decisions about their financial lives. So, you know, that's what differentiates us, is just that we are that we stay on top of things in a very solid and continuous way. And again, we're not the only ones in the world, right, but we do it right. Well.
DWM is a team. Tell us how the company is structured. How many people are there? If a person calls you, mm-hmm. will they always get you? Could they get someone else? What's the process?
Well, they should always ask for me.
Oh, right. Clark Troy.
Clark Troy. we're a 9-person firm. There's 4 of us who work in the advisory role who are working directly with clients. And we have a couple of people who stay in the office and focus on investments. And then we have an operations person and a practice manager and an administrative person.
Right. So there's 9 of you.
There are.
Okay. Give us your contact information, if you would, Clark, please.
Well, the easiest way to reach me is just to call me on my cell phone, which is 609-731-6258. And I know you're thinking, 609, what the heck is that? I lived in Princeton, New Jersey for a decade before coming home. But I'm from here. That 609 area code is, you know, it is what it is. It's my cell phone. I've had it for about 15 years now, and I'm not changing it.
609.
So 609-731-6258. But I'm born in Durham, raised in Chapel Hill. So,
did you go to UNC?
No, I didn't go to UNC. I left town and went up north for college. I went to Yale. I had the opportunity to do so. I was a good student. I still am a good student. But I had the opportunity to leave town and go to Yale, and I did so. And it was, you know, one of the most enriching and fulfilling experiences of my life.
And then you came back to Chapel Hill from Princeton?
Yeah, well, I was at Yale for undergrad, uh-huh. and then I was back in Chapel Hill for a couple years. I went back up north to Columbia and got a PhD in Russian. And then I left academia after that. My wife was, she got an MFA from Yale and got a job teaching at Princeton. And I wasn't get a better teaching job than that. And I had kind of, over the course of getting a PhD, I had figured out what people meant when they said that academics didn't have any money, and it was time to start a family. My wife was actually already pregnant with our first child, and I had the opportunity to join a management consulting firm, and I just thought, why not?
So come back to North Carolina.
No. I was
still
in Princeton.
Up there. Still at Princeton. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've joined a Princeton-based management consulting firm.
Uh-huh.
And we had our kids there in Princeton, and we came back here in 2009.
Let's hear some more about your fabulous life in our next section. Is that okay, Clark?
That's awesome.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. Clark, in our first segment, I ask you, what do you do? What are you all about? I think I kind of cut you off. Why don't you go into more descriptions to really help our audience understand what you do?
Sure. And I was saying that we help our clients invest their money and make sure that they have appropriate insurance, that they have their estate planning in place, that they're thinking about taxes and everything they do. I should be clear that we are generalists. So we are paid by our clients and exclusively by our clients. We don't get commissions for placing them in any particular products, including insurance products or investment products. We're always acting in our clients' best interests. We are helping them get their arms around the complexities of their financial life over time. Mm-hmm. So helping them visualize what it means to get to retirement at age of 65 or 62 or 67, whatever they would like to do, if it's plausible. If someone comes to me and says, I want to retire at 62, and I look at the amount of money that they have and the amount of money that they owe and the amount of money that they're earning, you know, it's my job to say to them, that's going to be a stretch. You need to more realistically plan to work till 66 or 67, or you can make some adjustments in your lifestyle now. And so it's my job to help people think through all of these facets of their financial lives.
I imagine that kick in the head is something people need to hear, so the reality of their financial situation is laid out in front of them in an honest, open, unemotional way. You're actually helping them if it turns out their plans don't match reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Fair statement.
That's a very fair statement. Mm-hmm. And I think that most people, when they come to us, they already have an inkling that that's the case, that their eyes are, you know, bigger than their mouths financially.
Right.
And they realize that they, you know, that they need help, mm-hmm. that it is just too complex for them to do on their own. And at the end of the day, you know, that's why not everyone, you know, I would say, you know, everybody needs a financial advisor. Now. It could be someone within your own household. It could be that one spouse or the other is really interested in this stuff and wants to sit down and figure it all out. But it's hard. It's a lot of nighttime hours sitting alone, educating yourself, and staying abreast of things to do that. So, a lot of people need help.
What if the market drops, something you cannot control? What if the market drops? Do your clients ever get mad at you, even though you have done everything right, if they think they've just lost some money?
I've never had a client get mad at me. I think clients get anxious, but no one's ever expressly gotten mad at me. And I think that's... our clients, if we do a good job of educating them in what they can expect and what's reasonable to expect given the risk tolerance that they express to us, then they won't get mad. But it is, you know, I've heard of clients getting mad. I've just not had that experience just yet.
You probably never will, right? I'll keep it at that.
Well, I'm a
knock wood on that one.
Knock wood on that one and just keep trying to do my job well and educate people up front.
Clark, walk us through the process. Let's say John knocks on your door, calls you and says, I'm here, I'm a new client. What's the process you take your new clients through to get them all set up? I know it's not a cookie cutter, but give us a general understanding.
Well, generally speaking, we bring in what we like to refer to as their shoebox, which is all of their financial documents, all of their statements from old retirement plans and IRAs and brokerage accounts. And we want to look at their mortgages. We want to look at their insurance policies. We want to be sure that they have decent estate planning in place. So we sit down with them and we ask them a bunch of questions about specifically financial stuff. But a lot of the process is also just getting to know people and to understand, again, you know, where they come from, what they're looking for, and observing the dynamics between married couples as well. You know, do they differ in their opinions of in their understanding of markets? Do they differ in their level of fear? Does one of them want to retire earlier than the other? Does one of them like to live higher on the hog than the other one?
Right.
There's a lot of so we have to observe couples in action, and that means that we need to sit with them a couple of times and observe them. But we're also taking the data offline.
Of course.
All of their documents together, and we're piling them together and studying them and kind of cross-referencing them with what we've seen and heard when talking to them to see if where they are makes sense for where they say they'd like to be mm-hmm. and who they say that they are. So, you know, if we see a disconnect between those things, that's where we know that there's definitely more than average work for us to do.
How young would you suggest a person or a couple be to come see you to get started?
It varies. But I think that very rarely would anyone come and see us before they're starting to settle down at the very least, you know, get married and start thinking about babies and houses and retirement. I mean, it's only when one couples up, and that's gets married and/or you know settles into relationship with a significant other, or I suppose comes to the realization that you're not going to do that, that you're going to live your life alone, that that your horizon starts to lengthen, and you really start to realize that I need some discipline around the long term.
Yeah. Give us your contact information again, please, Clark.
Well, again, the easiest way to reach me is to call my cell phone, which is 609-731-6258. Or you can email me, and it's a little bit long. I'll try and go slow, but it's Clark, and that's Clark with no E, @dwmadvisorsllc.com. And that's advisors with an O, not an E.
Got it. Clark, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about DWM advisors.
Let's do it.
Okay, thanks, Clark. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We are back. My guest today is Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. Clark, you mentioned earlier that you were raised in Chapel Hill, then you went up north to Yankee Land, but now you're back here in Orange County. What brought you back?
It's a great place. You know, there's just no getting around the fact that Chapel Hill is a wonderful place to raise a family. And I was K through 12 in Chapel Hill Public Schools, and I have a lot of friends around here. So that was certainly a draw. My mom is here. My dad was here when I came back. He passed away in the interim, but it was great to be able to be back and see him for some years. So I just think it's Chapel Hill offers, in the triangle in general, offers a great blend of opportunity for educational and cultural opportunities with the ability to live at a moderate pace. I had been living in the New York City metro area for a long time, commuting into the city from Princeton, New Jersey, which was like an hour and 45 minutes each way. It was just killing me. I wasn't seeing my kids at all and spending just too much time on the train.
Yeah.
So it's
better here.
It's a much more manageable place to live.
And being a financial advisor, what do you love about what you do, Clark?
There are so many great things about this job. You know, I love helping people. It is, I think I've said, there's just no end to the complexity of the problems that people face trying to get where they need to go financially. And this job brings out my sort of love of people and a love of problem solving and a love of continuous learning. That in a way that I just can't think of any other job or any other calling, really. And it's offering me the opportunity to really be entrepreneurial. In my earlier life as a management consultant, I started up a practice redesigning processes and building systems for hedge funds. And I went out and I sold and was kind of moving around in financial circles in New York, and that was interesting. But this really offers a broader palette and a broader in my ability to work directly with individuals.
And how many clients do you have personally?
About 25. If you count retirement plans as one client. If you expand the participants in retirement plans, it's much closer to 60.
Wow. Okay. Manageable. Clark, why don't we end with you giving us your contact information one more time?
Sure. The easiest way to reach me is to just call my cell phone. It's 609-731-6258. Again, that's 609-731-6258.
Clark, I can tell you have a passion for what you do. You're helping people. You're making sure that they're safe as much as you can possibly make them, right, as long as they listen to you. Clark, that's our time for today. Thank you so very much for coming and chatting with us.
It's been wonderful being here. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Clark Troy, who is a financial advisor with DWM Advisors. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill saying thank you for listening.